Looking Back on the Spanish War, written by George Orwell, read by Peter Noble. Looking Back on the Spanish War. 1. First of all, the physical memories, the sound, the smells, and the surfaces of things. It is curious that more vividly than anything that came afterwards in the Spanish War, I remember the week of so-called training that we received before being sent to the front, the huge cavalry barracks in Barcelona, with its drafty stables and cobbled yards, the icy cold of the pump where one washed, the filthy meals made tolerable by pannikins of wine, the trousered militia women chopping firewood, and the roll call in the early mornings, where my prosaic English name made a sort of comic interlude among the resounding Spanish ones. Manuel González, Pedro Aguilar, Ramón Feneosa, Roque Ballester, Jaume Domènech, Sebastián Viltrón, Ramón Nuvo Bosch. I name those particular men because I remember the faces of all of them, except for two who were mere riffraff and have doubtless become good phalangists by this.